I'm here with Joyce McCoy of Hoot, and she's going to tell us about what Hoot is all about and how they are connected with Faith, Hope, and Love, especially on July 30th, towards the end of Faith, Hope, and Love Week. So, Joyce, tell us what does Hoot means, and what's the role of your organization and your volunteers towards the end of Faith, Hope, and Love Week?
HOOT stands for Helpers Helping Others Outreach Team, and HOOT was developed about a year and a half ago when the city, we really discovered that there was a lot of miscommunication between service providers for the homeless in Indianapolis. So Don Hawkins came together and just, you know, something has to be done. So he is organizing a bunch of different small ministries, large ministries, street ministries, individuals, churches, and a bunch of different ministries and non-for-profits. He's bringing them together so we can all be on the same page and be on one accord working for the glory of God.
Okay. So so you work a lot with the homeless then. Mm-hmm. Some people call it houseless. And I visited that about a month ago, and what a great outreach that is. So on July 30th, how are you connected with the prayer celebration?
Yep. On July 24th, we're going to collect all the shoes from Dance Your Shoes Off, and we're going to bring it back to our building, which is 918 East Michigan, and we're going to organize the shoes. And at the end of the week, on July 30th, we're going to have a big praise and worship concert, and along with that, we're going to pull individuals out, small groups, to do a small little Bible study that talks about the meaning of foot washing and what it is to have someone serve you and to be a servant yourself. And at that time, after the Bible study, they'll move into a foot washing service. And just very private, independent foot washing that's very unique for a lot of these individuals that hopefully God will work in a powerful way to change hearts and just to melt some really hard hearts out there and hopefully ultimately change their lives. And then at that, they're going to distribute the shoes that we collected the week before.
Wow, what a great concept that is. So what are your needs? Do you need some volunteers, and how we can get hold of you?
Definitely. We are hoping to serve individuals living on the streets, in the shelters, different transitional houses. So we're hoping to have anywhere from 300 to 500 homeless individuals. So there's a lot of prep work, just getting the word out. So if you guys please invite individuals from the different shelters, that's a great help. We are looking for two praise and worship bands to set up, you know, about an hour and a half each set. We're looking for individuals to pull this off with the foot washings. We're going to have 30 stations of foot washings going constantly. So, you know, right there, we're looking for 60 individuals. Total, we're probably looking anywhere from 120 to 150 individuals to help volunteer pull this off. We're also looking for just different supplies for the praise and worship section.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big event, but so this is again one of those outreaches that you don't need to have special talent. You just show up and God will show off. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Joyce. Any encouragement out there for the listeners?
Just be willing to serve. Right now I feel like a puppet on strings, you know, led by God. So all you have to do is just be willing to serve, and the Lord will lead you and guide you. And I really hope this brings awareness to the volunteers and to break a lot of barriers and walls that are created between the working society and the homeless society, because there's nothing difference between the two. The only thing is one's living in a home, one's not, and same individuals.
All right. God provides opportunity. It's up to us to respond. God bless you.